It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The 2020 census saw a boom in the number of Texans identifying as Hispanic, almost 2 million more than in 2010, though that number includes people who are decedents of and transplants from many different Latin American countries. The majority of the group consists of Mexican and Mexican Americans. Texas has had a long and complicated relationship with its Mexican American population. It's one author and anthropologist Martha Menchaca seeks to put into context in her new book, The Mexican-American Experience in Texas, Citizenship, Segregation, and the Struggle for Equality. Professor Menchaca, she's in the anthropology department at UT Austin. Welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you for inviting me.
What was it you were hoping to capture in this book?
Well, I wanted to examine the general history of Mexican Americans in Texas and explore the contributions to the state, but also examine how they became and were treated as a racial minority population. My task also was that UT Press wanted an analysis of their the presence of their ancestors from the period of the settlement of Texas during the Spanish period to the present. So mm-hmm. It was I had to cover a very long period of time. And what I decided to do is to focus on main events that occurred after I had initially set the stage of who are the ancestors of the Mexican Americans in terms of their Spanish and indigenous heritage.
Well, one big factor in the disenfranchisement of Mexican Americans, as you well know, has to do with the rights to land. Could you say more about how some Mexican Americans were affected when Texas became, first independent and then part of the U.S.?
Well, yes, a lot of the problem that took place for the Mexican Americans was the validation of their land grants from Spanish and Mexican titles to the first Texas Republic titles, and then to the conversion of these titles under the U.S. law. In the book, I examined the different percentages of who was awarded the grants. So in South Texas, the awards of the certification of the land grants was much higher. But one of the points that I examine in my book is that people who had titles in their certificates that they had been Mission Indians automatically were disenfranchised from their land, and also the people who were of African descent or Afro-Mexicanos were also disenfranchised from keeping their land. But one of the most serious problems that I found is that people had to go to court when their land titles were being questioned. And the many Mexican Americans won, but it was a very costly process.
Right. You know, you mentioned the court. I know Texas exclusion laws were some of the first affirmed by the Texas Supreme Court, and businesses were allowed to discriminate against Mexican Americans and African Americans, and the Texas government kept passing and expanding these laws. How did the Mexican American community respond with that constant legal affirmation that Mexican Americans should not mix with Anglos?
Yeah, that's one of the issues that I explored throughout the book, is how it came that Mexican Americans were segregated because they were of a racially diverse population. Some of them are white. The majority are mestizos. Others are Native American, and others are mixed Spanish and Black. And so they were a very diverse population. And what I found is that if you really go back to the early exclusion laws, because many Mexicans were white, the exclusion laws were written in such a way to give business owners the right to exclude anyone for any reason. And they could be expelled from businesses, restaurants, amusement parks. And what I also examined is the school segregation of the Mexican American students in terms of how zoning laws were used in order to ensure that that regardless of where they lived, they would be concentrated in the Mexican schools that were underfunded and generally did not have middle school grade levels.
Did you, when you were writing this book, did you have the present in mind, or were you largely thinking about trying to get paint an accurate picture of what had happened up to the present?
Well, the charge was to really present an overall analysis from the 1690s to the present. So it was difficult in terms of presenting an accurate history and then selecting many of the main events that I had to follow. And so, no, I was just looking at what was taking place at a certain period. And what I really found was that the mixed racial heritage of the Mexican American really affected them from the time of the Texas Republic to the present, because they were treated as basically as people of color, or they were considered to be just not part of the Anglo-American population, and they were not given the same opportunities. So that's one of the trends that I followed. And in this scholarship, that has something that has been recognized and written about. But what I try to do is really find out what were the specific laws and arguments used by the state government in creating absence of opportunities for Mexican Americans.
You know the saying, Professor, those who don't learn or know their history are doomed to repeat it. And I'm wondering, as you think about not just the present, but perhaps going forward, what can you learn from understanding what happened in those earlier years for Mexican Americans in Texas?
Well, I found that the Mexican Americans had to work together in civil rights organizations such as LULAC and the GI Forum and other organizations that we don't recall these days, PASO, and then also the student movement, the Chicano student movement that took place, and they had to demand change. And it was ongoing organization and with very little resources. And I found that there were many dedicated civil rights activists that they continued working on regardless of how much time it would take away from their professions. So I would say that it's important to keep an eye on what's taking place and then to try to just always be sure to retain these type of civil rights organizations.
Martha Menchaca is a researcher and anthropologist at the University of Texas at Austin, and her new book is titled The Mexican American Experience in Texas: Citizenship, Segregation, and the Struggle for Equality. Professor, thank you again.
Well, thank you for inviting me.